Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why can't I hear my own voice?
Can you hear yourself now?
Yes, after you ruined my opening line. I said I'm actually on my show today.
That's a first part of the battle.
How are you, Limits?
I'm great. How are you?
Sullen and angry, but happy that it's a football week. I can tell you that. We wait all year for an actual game, and we finally have one. It's Steelers Falcons, and the Steelers are a 3-point underdog to a team that fired its coach, hasn't had a winning season since 2017. And also, they're called the Atlanta Falcons. So I think there's a couple of things to worry about here, but we'll get to that. We have a whole day. Hope everybody is enjoying themselves today. Maybe you're out on the road. Maybe you're listening on the Odyssey app. Perhaps you're listening wherever you are on 937thefan.com. You were at the West Virginia Penn State game the other day, weren't you, Limits?
I certainly was.
Did you drink?
I did not.
You're lying. Were you there for the... Well, you obviously were.
Well, I did go to the Crowley tailgate and indulge in a beverage.
Right. I knew you were lying.
I forgot. Just one, though.
You forgot?
Just one, though.
Just one bottle of whiskey? That's it?
Crowley gave me a beer, and that was all.
What was the Crowley tailgate like? What state was he in? What were the rain delays like? Tell us about your day in Morgantown.
The Crowley tailgate was awesome. And I got to meet his buddy Wes, who's a really good dude, went to Morgantown with, and a lot of their guys who were in comm department together at West Virginia, which is cool. Max Starks was there.
At
Crowley's tailgate.
What?
Andrew Filippone made an appearance.
Did
at
he?
The Crowley tailgate.
My understanding, he's predicting Pitt to finish in the 12-team playoffs.
Something
now?
Like that.
Hmm.
Wonder how that one will fall.
Go ahead.
So
wait, his wife is a West Virginia girl. Am I right about that?
Correct.
Okay.
And
that's starting to make sense now.
His wife, Amanda, asked, how do you like West Virginia so far? Has it been better than you kind of expected in terms of fans heckling you? Has anybody heckled you? Nobody has done that, right? And I said, no, it's been fine. She said, you probably didn't expect that. You expected there to be problems. And I was like, not really. It overplayed all the time, the amount of just sheer ignorance and poor behavior from fan bases.
That's your opinion. What food was served at the tailgate?
I did not eat any of the food at the tailgate. There wasn't much food there when I got there.
That wasn't my question.
I did.
What was served?
I was dodging the question because I didn't know. I think there were sandwiches, like small sandwiches.
Small sandwiches.
Not like, we're both a little cranky today. Not like a sandwich tray.
Right.
But there
finger sandwiches.
Like pork in the, you can put it on a bun, make your own.
Shredded pork, right.
Yeah.
And Crowley was the one responsible for this?
Wes was in charge of it.
Wes was, okay. And what kind of jersey was Crowley wearing?
Now, this is funny. Joe, if you saw the picture that I tweeted out with Crowley.
I didn't.
Crowley was wearing a gold West Virginia polo shirt. I was like, you going golfing after this, Crowley? I was surprised he's wearing a polo shirt.
And then the rain delays were frightening. How would you describe them? Did you see actual lightning? I mean, it took forever.
Yes, we saw lightning. At first, against the better judgment of reality, I just decided, let's just stay in our seats and wait it out. And maybe there won't be too much rain or lightning, or maybe it'll be just a little bit of rain and we'll be okay. And we don't have to go to the concourse and be in the big convoy of a crowd all mushed up together. Well, we look on the opposite side of the stadium as it keeps getting darker and darker and looks like we're going to be swallowed up in like a hurricane. And there's debris that is flying around the opposite side of the stadium with the wind picking up and blowing like really poorly. And we're like, we might as well go for cover. So we end up, they open up the suites for people to hang out in the hallway at West Virginia. So they let like 25 West Virginia fans in. And then they see me and my sister and my sister's boyfriend trying to walk in. And they're like, no, you got to go back. And I was about to go off on somebody. And I said a couple words that were not necessarily choice, but
you could have been arrested.
No.
In West Virginia.
No. Some West Virginia fan was behind me, though, and I was chatting it up with him. And he was basically like, the hell with this. And he pushed us all forward and past the security people. And they let us just hang out for an hour up there. And then we made our way back to the concourse and had to wait there for an hour. It was frustrating, but we just kind of sat around and hung out for a while. And we stuck it out for all 2.5 hours. My sister asked if we should leave like 3 or 4 different times. And I just kept saying,
answer that retroactively. Yes, you should have left.
Well,
that was a disgraceful performance by them.
By who?
West Virginia.
I don't root for West Virginia.
Well, I'm not saying you do. It was horrifying.
I knew Penn State was going to win, so that's why I wanted to stay. If I was a West Virginia fan, I would have left.
This whole Neil Brown thing really, really gets me. He should have been gone. They should have gotten rid of him while they could before they won a couple of meaningless games last year, and now it's all going to come crumbling down. Do you agree?
No, I think they'll be fine.
You do?
I think they're going to be fine. Gary Green played very bad. I don't expect him to play that bad the whole rest of the season. Still think he's a good player.
Well, what's ever left of the Big 12, I suppose they can win some games. And didn't Neil Brown guarantee they wouldn't finish last? So there's always that.
Their offensive line was
last year. Penn State looked pretty good, though.
They looked incredible.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. But Drew Aller looked really, really good. He did, man. What is he, 6'5", 240?
About that.
And with a new coordinator, I wonder, how good is West Virginia? He did this to them last year. I can't help but think of that, too. He destroyed West Virginia last year. Are they much better? I don't know. But as I watch him, and I'm certainly not comparing Drew Aller to these people, but as I watch him, some of the plays he made and just the body type that he has and the arm that he has, it conjures up images of Josh Allen and Ben. I'm not comparing him to those people. Every time I would do this with Ron, I would throw out the caveat beforehand that all I'm saying is that as I watched this guy play, my brain thought of, let's say, Ben or Josh Allen. That's not comparing him. He's really done nothing in college yet. All
Correct.
I'm saying is that images arose in my mind of those players. That's it. End of story, period. And despite the caveat, Ron would invariably then say, I wouldn't compare him to Ben just yet. I'm not. I didn't compare him to Ben. I said while watching him, I had a vision or two of a 6'5", 240 100-pound guy keeping his eyes downfield as he maneuvers pretty adroitly, and that's a good word, and gunning the ball downfield at that size and weight. That's all I'm saying, and that's all I've ever said. And yet Ron would jump in and do it again. He's Josh Allen. I would never make that comparison. He'd do it every time. And it would make me angry. So I'm not making those comparisons. I'm merely saying that this kid has a chance to be quite special. Would you agree with that?
I would 100% agree with it. I talked to Drew at Penn State Media Day, and he said he slimmed down 10 pounds. He lost 10 pounds in the offseason, and I think he put a lot of it back on and just muscle. He looked different in terms of how he moved in the pocket. There were a couple of plays where where defenders were draped all over him, and he would have been sacked on those plays last year. And the stiff arm that he made, he's a completely different player in the level of confidence that he displayed on the field on Saturday.
Well, but not compared to last year's West Virginia game.
Right.
So let's see what happens from here on out.
I think he looked different than last year's West Virginia game.
Maybe, yeah. Let's see what happens if West Virginia's any good, and it's the same thing with Eli Holstein. I mean, I sat in here and would ask Paul and other people who know more about Pitt football than me, their beat writers, for example, who come on the show with us, wait, why did they bring in Eli Holstein, a four-star recruit from Alabama, if they were just going to play Nate Yarnell? That makes zero sense to me. What is going on with this? And ultimately, what was going on is they made the sensible move, it would seem to me. If you're impressed enough with a four-star recruit from Alabama that you go to the trouble of bringing him in, you're going to play him, right?
Yeah, and he looked really good.
You have to play him. And then nothing about that quarterback battle made sense from day one. And then finally, they made the move that I expected all along. And yeah, he played well. But, you know, you got to put in the same qualifiers as you do with Aller, which is even forget about West Virginia. West Virginia might be pretty good. Okay, they'll win 8 games, something like that. Kent State is horrible. Kent State, I was just reading on Yard Barker this morning, one of Mulsey's many sites that he writes for. They're one of the 15 worst programs in FBS. They were 1-11 last year. So I believe me. Here's what I'll say, and don't forget, too, that Phil Jurkovic last year lit up Wofford in the opener. Before you start laughing at that, the only team that Kent State beat last year was Central Connecticut, who I bet would have a good game against Wofford. Would you agree? Limits?
Probably.
So before we start going crazy here about that, please keep that in mind. Having said that, clearly, you know, there have been years where Pitt literally can't propel the ball down the field through the air. Like their passing game looks like before football was really invented, where all they did was run. Like it was illegal to throw the ball in the air. That's what Pitt has looked like in some years, including last year after the big Wofford opener. Clearly they have a guy who can sling it a little bit if he gets time, right? I mean, he was pretty impressive.
Yeah, big arm. Strong kid, looked really poised in the pocket.
Is it going to look that way against real teams? I don't know. How many real teams does Pitt play? That would be my other question.
Yeah, they have Clemson on the schedule. That looks a lot easier now.
And that was the only ranked team they had on the schedule. So, man, I like the way he looked. He kept throwing it to the other team a little bit. He had the horrible interception, then two others that were right in their hands that they dropped. But I do like my first read on Holstein is they look like a real offense. You know, I liked it. But there's many, many qualifiers there. Many qualifiers to that because it was Kent State. And they are absolutely horrible. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they're definitely not good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kent State, and that's a team that Penn State actually plays in a couple weeks. Kent State is going through the gauntlet of Pennsylvania teams.
Yeah, as everybody gets a little bit of Kent State. I do have a new favorite player for Pitt.
Who's that?
Desmond Reed.
Electric player.
Oh my God. A little bit of Deion Lewis. And again, let me throw out the caveat. As I was watching some of the moves he was making at that height, my mind just flashed to some Barry Sanders highlights. I wouldn't say he's Barry Sanders. That's a little crazy.
Come on, Joe. He's not on the Lions.
I didn't say that. I didn't say he was Barry Sanders. All I said was when I see a guy of that stature making ridiculous moves like that, there was one he made at the line of scrimmage that was, I replayed it 10 times where a guy just had him lined up and a little sidestep. He's really fun to watch. And the punt return was Darrell Revis-like. Well, I don't think he's Darrell Revis. You can't say that yet. No, I'm not saying that. Why am I arguing with Ron's ghost in here today?
Dre Archer was a small player for the Steelers. He didn't work out.
Why am I arguing with the ghost of Ron Cook this morning? But that punt return, it wasn't Darrell Revis's punt return. But the beginning of it, we just saw it in the back again. He shouldn't have picked up the ball, to be real honest with you. He picked up a bouncing ball and he got cracked as soon as he picked it up. Like if I showed you the impact and then stopped the cut right there and asked you, how does this play wind up? I might have said fumble, certainly a loss, terrible decision. Instead, he bounced around all the way to the other side of the field and ran for a touchdown. I mean, it was phenomenal. I love this guy. You?
I didn't get to see the full game yet to go back and watch it because of being at the Penn State-West Virginia game. How about, speaking of West Virginia, there's a whiteboard Pony took a video of at Bowser Chevy where he's at today that says Adam Crowley smells bad, which is also interesting to point out. But no, I mean, he looked like somebody who can be a game changer with the football in his hands. And the way that he picked the right holes, running the football, adds another dimension and another element for Pitt that, I mean, nobody knew what was going to happen when Rodney Hammond was indefinitely suspended this year.
They got a couple guys who look like they can play. We'll get back to all of this as the show goes on. Well, one more thing about college football is that I love the fact that Brian Kelly freaked out after the game yesterday. Do you have that little clip before we get to Steelers Falcons? I just loved it. I love the fact that this guy, this hot-headed fraud, is 0-3 in openers at LSU. Remember when he went there, Limits, and started talking like he was a Southerner? Remember that?
Yes. And remember that video that he took with the recruit with all the flashing lights and he was doing some weird things with his fingers? And
0-3 in openers now. They blew this game against USC. Do you have this clip? Because I enjoyed it and I watched this 10 times too.
We had some guys played their butts off tonight. And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again.
Go back to the beginning, because that, where you hear that slam, that's him picking up his left arm and slamming it onto the table.
We had some guys played their butts off tonight, and we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Oh,
their
do I take
butts off tonight, and we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again. Talking about the
it?
Same things.
The video is just
I saw
beautiful.
It last night. He is one of the most unlikable coaches in all of college football.
History is the only word I would add to that sentence, and I agree with every syllable and quarter syllable you just said.
They've lost five straight openers. How about that?
I just love it. Now, he's wound up having some pretty good records. I'm going to use my first Paul pause, if you don't mind. I know I only get two. I only get two of those. So I have to
unless you win one of your Paul pauses.
Actually, he hasn't done anything that he's supposed to do there. That program went 15-0 in 2019, which wasn't that long ago. Then they fell on hard times. He's gone 10-4 and 10-3. So you lose three games, four games. That ain't why he's there. He's there to win and win big and challenge for national championships. And he's finished both years out of the top 10. His team stink compared to what he thought they would be. And man, am I enjoying that. Are you?
Yes. I'm very much enjoying Brian Kelly's downfall just because he just seems like a jerk, as Paul would say.
Yeah. Well, it's not he just seems like one. He is one. Who else do they play? And why am I talking about LSU football?
Probably Alabama.
They play Ole Miss, number 6, Alabama, Oklahoma. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. It's really going to be fun. Be even funner to see him fired after the year, wouldn't it?
Definitely funner.
And then
it'd be more funner to see him fired.
Then the Pitt rumors could start.
Why would he be rumored to go to Pitt?
I'm kidding, City Limits.
Maybe he'll be West Virginia's new coach.
We have a football week. Steelers, Falcons. And if you're listening out there, what is your confidence level going into this game? The Steelers are a field goal underdog to the Falcons. And a lot of people are looking at Atlanta as a team that can win the miserable NFC South. It's undeniable. They're a team that has a lot of talent. They do. I didn't realize that in addition to the skill players, they have the same offensive line coming back. And people regard it as a pretty decent offensive line they had under Artie Smith last year. They also have Kirk Cousins now, as we know, who's coming off an Achilles tear, but who puts up great numbers. Like, season openers are, you know, why Kirk Cousins is here. Season openers were made for Kirk Cousins, not necessarily big games late in the year and certainly not playoff games, but season openers? That's where the Kirk Cousins of the world thrive. So they have him. They have Bijan Robinson. They have Drake London. They have Kyle Pitts, who hasn't really put up the numbers that people thought when Atlanta made him such a high draft pick. But he also has caught like 2,500 yards worth of balls in 3 years. They added Matthew Judon. They added Justin Simmons. They might be a pretty good team. And I was just looking at the rankings. The Athletic ran 10,000 simulations of this season. And I'm going to tell you next what their top five teams were and where the Steelers rank. Give me a guess off the top of your head where the Steelers rank overall in the NFL and the Athletic's rankings. Wrong.
15th.
Wrong. They might be much higher. And they might be much lower. Why don't we talk about that next? Because when you think about franchises, truly, you think about the flagship franchises in the NFL, the historic franchises, the ones you identify pro football with. The Steelers are in the top five, right? And when you think of the biggest joke franchises in history, the Falcons are in the bottom five. Well, that may not be the case this year. We'll talk about that next. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. The great Brian Bacco joins me at 11, and we're going to go through every single player on the Steelers roster, and he's going to give us a thought on every one of them. You're worrying me with your visage today, your face. You seem unhappy. You seem sad.
No, I'm happy. I'm not sad. Maybe a little fatigued from the weekend. And I also have news on a guest at 12:05.
Is this the guy we talked about earlier, a mystery guest?
Yes, it is. Mystery guest for 12:05.
This is going to be really good. Really good. All right, we'll talk about all that coming up. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Has anybody checked on Crowley today?
No. The last time we heard from Crowley, Pat Freiermuth was quote tweeting a picture of Crowley that said, Adam Crowley, Penn State fan.
Pat Freiermuth was?
Yeah, Freiermuth was giving Crowley the business about the loss for West Virginia.
Wow. That's impressive,
yeah,
actually.
I love it.
Our Steeler talk there brought to you by Bet365. It's 10:25. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. We'll talk about Pat Freiermuth a little bit. Are we going with Muth or Muth after all this? I don't think it is. I think he said Muth. I realize that doesn't go with the chant, but I think that is the actual pronunciation.
Freiermuth?
Pat Freiermuth.
I thought it was Freiermuth.
Probably is. I don't know.
Maybe we should ask him.
We already did. And he said Muth a couple years ago, as far as I remember.
Maybe we should ask him again. Remember when Connor Sherry was Connor Sherry?
And Connor Sherry. Yes, he had three pronunciations of his name.
Yes. You never know.
The Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And then there was Ole Mata and Ole Mata. And I... back when I went into locker rooms, went in, I told Ole about the confusion, and he says it was Ole Mata, not Mata. Wasn't Ole Mata. It was Ole Mata.
Ole Mata.
Yes.
How do players not, I'm sure they hear it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they hear the mispronunciations of their name. Why don't they go to like the media guy and say, hey, this is how you actually say it?
Because they don't care.
They don't care?
Yeah. I mean, if it is Freiermuth, he wouldn't want to put a damper on the Muth chance, right?
Well, I mean, you could change it to Muth. I don't think that's very difficult.
Muth.
Muth. I think Muth's better.
So do I.
We have a friend. His name is Luke.
Skywalker?
His last name is Catcher, K-A-C-H-U-R.
Yeah.
But for the like 4 years, we've known him for like 5-6 years. For the 4 years that we knew him until last year, he said, yeah, the actual product, we call him Catcher. But his actual pronunciation of his last name is Catcher. And it didn't. It went until 5 years later that he told us how to correctly pronounce his name. And he said, but I like the way you guys say it, so that's fine.
I think there are athletes who do the same thing. They'll just, like, if they what? Become popular. It's like you and Donnie Football going with your nicknames. You've been a little more reluctant to go with City Limits, although
well, because
you've bought the T-shirt.
Yes,
you've leaned into that.
Mr. Ed did. Mr. Ed bought the T-shirt.
As long as it's not Mr. P.
Did you see on Twitter I tweeted out how Mr. Ed and I, you met Mr. Ed at the 5-Alarm Marathon, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Ed?
Yes.
Mr. Ed and I in cornhole, we played 4 total cornhole matches to 21. We beat one team 21-0, then beat 2 other teams 21-3.
Do you know there's actual cornhole match at Acrisure today?
No, but
that's the greatest example of all. The whole last 2 weeks, it's been phonetically pronounced in my read as Acrisure.
It's Acrisure.
It is not Acrisure. I heard an ad yesterday that was basically the company itself saying Acrisure. It's not Acrisure.
I will go by what Larry Richards says.
You will go by, and so will I, what our salespeople phonetically pronounce right here on this sheet.
So are you saying when you go to a Steeler game and you hear Larry Richards say, "Welcome to Acrisure Stadium,"
he's wrong. Yeah. 100%
You think somebody from Acrisure wouldn't have told Larry that?
Acrisure. Yes, I think they should have by now.
I think somebody would have told him by now.
I just heard yesterday on a different station in a galaxy far, far away that may or may not have a relationship with the Steelers, and it was Acrisure. Sure. Acrisure. Why do you think on these reads... When we were promoting Ribfest, which, by the way, to get back to my original point, there's like a professional cornhole tournament there today.
So are you saying that Mr. Ed and I played against Akron and the real cornhole tournament is today, the college football playoff of cornhole tournaments today?
I thought you might be interested in showing up at Ribfest today at Acrisure.
I would like to.
And participating in, test your skills against the pros type of thing. But no, we wouldn't have... I don't remember the last time the name of a company was phonetically spelled out here on my read sheet. Somebody got to our salespeople and said, "This is the way you say this name. It's Acrisure." And I realize this is surprising and maybe a bit jarring for people because that name has been around for a bit now. We've been saying it wrong the whole time.
Let's just call it Heinz Field. That'll answer all the problems.
That'll go over well with the people paying to have their reads on here. Acrisure. That's what I'm going with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.